This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Recent high-profile cases of elder abuse have brought public attention to a problem that advocates say is disturbingly common and underreported. The 90-year-old American actor Mickey Rooney testified earlier this month before a committee of the U.S. Senate that he had been a victim of abuse at the hands of his own family. Rooney has accused his stepson of intimidating and bullying him, blocking access to his mail and depriving him of medications and food. In Ontario, a 68-year-old woman was in critical condition in hospital a week after police found her unconscious, freezing and starving in a makeshift bedroom setup in a non-insulated garage. The woman's son and his wife were taken into custody on charges of prolonged elder abuse.
We're joined on the phone by Lee Stones, a consultant with the Ontario Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse. Welcome to People First Radio, Lee.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having us.
Lee, how does elder abuse develop and what forms does it take?
Well, elder abuse usually occurs because somebody that you trust or you should be able to trust, often somebody that you gave birth to or whatever, abuses their power and tries to control what's going on in a senior's life. Often the abuser needs money or has issues, maybe addiction issues or things along those lines. And elder abuse can be physical, including sexual. It's psychological, emotional is huge, financial. People seem to have an unhealthy sense of whether or not your money is their money. And also, as in that really, really sad case in Scarborough, neglect, just failing to provide the necessities of life.
Tell us more about that recent case in Scarborough. It involved a 68-year-old woman with dementia.
It did, and it's my understanding from the people that I've been able to talk to that this lady, who was 68, was, I think she was Asian, the family is Asian, and perhaps she did not speak English, so she may have been very socially isolated in a multitude of ways. My sense is that sometime in November, perhaps because she had dementia and, you know, may have been a challenge to look after and live with, and also quite possibly was incontinent, that it wasn't easy to deal with things. And so the family decided they would just put her out in this dreadfully cold, miserable garage where she suffered, I would think, pretty intolerably, and was found, I think, by the son unconscious, and he finally phoned an ambulance. I think they found that she had frostbite. Her tummy was totally empty. She was very, very, very ill and had a stroke, I think, just after they took her to the hospital and would have been, I would think, absolutely terrified and suffering a great deal.
How common is the abuse of elders in our society?
Well, we know that, fortunately and thank God, there's not as much physical abuse, but there's a ton of financial and emotional abuse. But we think that between 4 and 10% of seniors experience elder abuse in any given year. So that's doesn't sound like maybe as much. I don't think any should be allowable. But when you look at the numbers, even in a community the size of the one I live in, probably about 110,000 people here, that means with our statistics locally, about 3,000 seniors are experiencing abuse, and yet 90% of it is never reported.
This is People First Radio on CHLY, across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca.
Elder abuse is any action or inaction by self or others that jeopardizes the health or well-being of an older person. An act of harm or the neglect resulting from a failure to act is especially detrimental when inflicted by those in a position of trust, power, or responsibility. Like other forms of abuse, elder abuse is a complex issue, one that is easy to form misconceptions about. We're speaking with Lee Stones, who is a consultant with the Ontario Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse.
Lee, tell us a little bit or tell us more about what can be done to prevent the abuse of elders.
Oh, thank you for asking that, Kevin. Actually, elder abuse has gone sort of under the radar for a long time because seniors are very, it's hugely complex, and seniors are not very anxious to talk about it because the majority of the perpetrators are their families. If we could get intergenerational education programs, mega awareness campaigns, empowerment programs to boost knowledge and self-esteem among the seniors themselves, I think we'd come a long way in terms of trying to stop this awful stuff.
Why is elder abuse a taboo topic? Is it because family members are usually the perpetrator?
Yep. In a word, yep. The thing is, I mean, if you bring a child into the world and love and care for them and then they grow up and turn on you, there's many seniors and have told me over the past 20 years, you know, they feel like I was a bad mom or I was a bad dad or, you know, how could my child do this to me? What will the neighbors think? This is so embarrassing, or I don't know where to turn. And is this really abuse? And what do I do? And they're scared and they're depressed. And look at Mickey Rooney. I mean, there's a man who is so well connected, and yet, you know, he was badly abused.
How do elders remove themselves from abusive situations?
Well, I think first they need to realize that nobody has the right to abuse them, and that they, you know, need to reach out and they need to contact. Most all of our communities now have resource people. I mean, if it's a physical or financial thing, people can phone the police, and the police are wonderful nowadays. They're very tuned in and very, very sensitive about it. And there's tons of agencies in our communities now that have resource people, and they can help, and nobody needs to go through this.
What have you seen in your work over the years in terms of elders who have found help and have been rescued, so to speak, from the abusive situation?
Oh, it's a huge thing. I mean, I remember one lady that I worked with years ago that had been in an abusive relationship for 49 years, which then escalated as she got older. And she was finally able to get out of it and get help. And then we put her through a series of self-confidence boosting things, and it was lovely. She turned out to be... I don't know. She was like a pit bull. It was lovely the way she turned around. And people can get their life back and can recognize that they, you know, can have a normal, loving relationship-type life instead of being battered.
Tell us more about the implications of dementia or Alzheimer's for the whole area of and the problem of elder abuse.
Well, that's a scary one, because quite often when, you know, you don't just wake up some morning and bingo, you're demented, unless you've had, you know, strokes and vascular problems like that. It's a very gradual thing, so your family may not realize what's going on, and you may not realize it, and then you start perhaps having memory problems, forgetting things, doing things in a very atypical or unusual way, and then the family can come zooming in and take over. And if it's a loving family and there's nothing to worry about, when they help you, that's a good thing. But when you have people come in and take over your finances and your life, like happened to that lady in Scarborough, then it's a very bad thing. So the whole dementia, Alzheimer thing can certainly exacerbate the whole situation.
Lee Stones, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Thank you. I think what we've got to realize is that it could be anybody. It could be any of us talking today, any people listening there today, nobody is safe from having this happen to you. So it's something that is incredibly important that we get education out there and we stop it.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us today. It was really appreciated.
I'm so glad you did this. Thank you. We'll never know who we helped.
Lee Stones is a consultant with the Ontario Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.